KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Monday. It's the 13th day of August for 2018. Welcome back to school, teachers in the Amador County Unified School District. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Well, the list of candidates for the November 6th general election is set. Almost. Almost. Now, the deadline to file was 5 p.m. on Friday, and a number of seats will be unopposed. There will be some challengers, and there's still the opportunity to file for some open seats. Now, in Amador City, two council seats are up and the city clerk. Now, Joyce Davidson filed for city clerk. No one filed against her, so that seat will go to her. But Tim Knox and Michael Vasquez are both up for re-election, and Vasquez did not take out papers, so they will extend the deadline to file for his office until Wednesday of this week, the 15th. So far, incumbent Tim Knox and Eric Marks, challenger, have filed for those seats. Three council seats are open in the city of Ione. Incumbents Dominic Atland, Dan Epperson, and Lori Lord have all filed, along with challengers Dan Traxler and Stacy Rhodes. In the city of Jackson, no one chose to file against incumbents Connie Gonzalez and Robert Stimson. In Plymouth, two council seats are open. Incumbents Sandy Kiles and Peter Amoruso both filed for re-election, and they will face challenger Valerie Kleinfelter. City of Sutter Creek, running unopposed, will be incumbents Linda Rianda, Jim Swift, and City Treasurer Victoria Runquist. Now in the Amador County Unified School District, areas 1, 2, and 3 all will be contested. In Area 1, the race will be between incumbent Candy Thompson and challenger John Ellison. In District 3, incumbent Bob Laurent will face off against James Morzano. And in the Area 2, now Rosie Andrews Onetto chose not to seek re-election. She did not take out papers, so the extension to file will be closed on Wednesday. But so far, in the District 2, Deborah Polskamp and Shane Alderson have filed to run for that seat. And on the Amador Water Agency, Paul Molinelli Jr. will run unopposed. Art Toy will run unopposed. Robert Manicero chose not to run again. Robert Yardley, Stacy Martinez, and Susan Peters have all filed for that District 4 seat. And again, the offices will have an extension until the 15th. Well, Junior Rodeo, walking trails, and the Arroyo Ditch topped the last Plymouth City Council meeting agenda. Meeting last Thursday night, the council approved spending some $7,500 from the city's promotions fund to help with the annual California Junior Rodeo event at the Amador County Fairgrounds. Now, this matches the city's donation to the event last year. The council also continued to work on a proposed walking trail to connect the Hawksview subdivision to downtown Plymouth. Council member Leonard Burns reported that negotiations with private property owners to allow the path to cross their property failed to make progress and urged the city to explore other options, such as finding any existing right-of-ways that have already been dedicated to the city. A special subcommittee will continue to meet on the issue. A brief discussion of the Arroyo Ditch was held. The city hopes to complete repairs to damage caused to the ditch by the 2014 sand fire and to then find a market to sell the city's water rights from the Gold Rush era water channel. And Caltrans will begin a major paving project today along Highway 88, which will require one-way traffic control on east and westbound 88 from Ridge Road and Pioneer to the Amador-Alpine County line for paving. One-way traffic control will be in effect on east and westbound 88 from Ridge Road to the Peddler Hill Maintenance Station today through Thursday 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. One-way traffic control will be in effect on east and westbound 88 from Peddler Hill Road to Tragedy Springs today through Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. And one-way traffic control will be in effect on east and westbound 88 from Kit Carson Lodge to the Amador Alpine County line today through Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Motorists should expect 15-minute delays. Take an alternate route if you can. And remember, slow for the cone zone. And Calaveras County Sheriff's officials were on hand to cut the ribbon to open the new Mountain Ranch Public Safety Substation Friday morning. Located on Whiskey Slide Road, the new facility is a joint venture between the Sheriff's Office, the Central Calaveras Fire Protection District, and the Mountain Ranch Youth Alliance and Resource Center. On hand to assist with the grand opening were Sheriff Rick DeVasilio, Fire Chief Jeff Stone, and District 2 Supervisor and Vice Chair Jack Garamendi. The newly opened substation will increase the visibility for Mountain Ranch community outreach and will be staffed on Tuesdays and Fridays from 10 a.m. until noon. Services to be offered include information on disaster preparedness, fire safety and fuel reductions, and other various services such as reflective address signs and the free senior firewood program. Well, as we mentioned at the top of the newscast, it's back to school for teachers today in the Amador County Unified School District. Students will return to class on Wednesday, and tonight from 5:30 to 7:30, it's back to school night for Pioneer Elementary. Tomorrow night from 5 to 7 for Pine Grove and Ione Elementary. And the 165th Annual Plaza's Barbecue and Live Charity Auction is set for this Saturday, the 18th. You can enjoy the day with friends and family while supporting the community. This year, all the proceeds from the live auction will benefit the Interfaith Food Bank. The fun includes all-day craft fair, live auction at 10:30, barbecue at noon, adults 15, children 10 and under only 10 bucks, horseshoe tournament at 1 o'clock, and live music featuring After Dark at 8 p.m. For more details, you can visit plazasresort.com. And remember, today's the day you can give the gift of life. Ione Community Blood Drive taking place today. Now, if you were with us on Friday during the noontime show from the National, Christy Roots told us about the wildfires across California forcing a lot of blood donation centers, the mobile ones, to close down as towns are being evacuated. So you can help replenish the blood supply that's been lost as a result. Donors, you must weigh at least 110 pounds, be 16 years of age, and in good health. Remember to drink plenty of fluids and to bring a photo ID with you. And again, donors will receive a blood source t-shirt and be entered into a drawing for a Yeti ice chest or a $100 gas or grocery card. So roll up your sleeve today, bring a friend or two. Today from 1:30 to 5:30, Evelyn Bishop Hall and Ione, let's show them what Amador County can do and give the gift of life. You can give Christy a call at Christy Roots Insurance, 274-4543, if you have any questions on this. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center. I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember now, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.